All right, let's dive into Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, I was really intrigued by your notes on this one. Like, you mentioned being drawn to the real estate stuff, but also kind of feeling, well, skeptical about some of that advice.
Yeah, it's definitely a book that gets people talking. You know, some folks find it super motivating while others kind of write it off as like too basic or even irresponsible, you know.
Right.
But it's been a bestseller for like forever, so it must be hitting a nerve with people.
Exactly. That's what makes this whole deep dive so interesting, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to unpack those core ideas and see how they, well, how they hold up today, especially since you're interested in real estate.
Yeah. And what better place to start than with the story itself?
Totally.
You know, it's all told from the point of view of this 9-year-old kid who's like dying to know how to get rich. And that whole journey starts with like a really simple question: how do you get rich?
Yeah. And it's all triggered by like classic childhood envy, right?
Totally. Yeah.
The kid realizes his friend has all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
The better house, more toys, the whole nine yards. You mentioned something similar in your notes, right? Like seeing a classmate with the latest gadgets.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we've all felt that, like wanting what we don't have, especially as kids.
For sure.
It's a powerful feeling, you
Yeah.
know, but can lead to some bad choices if you don't, you know, channel it the right way,
Right.
which is like exactly what happens in the book.
Yeah. Instead of just accepting things, the kid teams up with his friend to try and, well, make some money themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And their first big idea, a makeshift toothpaste factory,
I love that part.
complete with like molten lead and milk carton molds.
It's such a great story, but it also kind of highlights this theme that runs throughout the whole book,
Okay.
like the whole importance of just doing something, even if your plan isn't perfect.
Yeah, and let's be real, melting lead in your backyard to make fake coins, that's a pretty terrible business plan.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, totally illegal. But hey, their hearts were in the right place at least.
Absolutely. And it's the boy's dad who steps in. And not to like yell at them or anything,
Right.
but to kind of gently teach them about, you know, right and wrong.
Totally.
But here's the interesting thing. He doesn't discourage them, you know, from being entrepreneurial. In fact, he actually encourages them to keep learning and keep trying.
Yeah, this is where we start to see that contrast between the two dads in the story,
Yeah.
right? The boy's own dad, the quote, poor dad,
Yeah.
represents those more traditional values, you know, get a good education, secure job, work hard, save money.
Exactly. Yeah.
But he also kind of represents like the limits of that way of thinking.
Right.
He's struggling financially, even though he's like educated and hardworking. And that's what pushes the boy's dad to suggest, well, a kind of unconventional mentor, his friend's dad, the quote, rich dad.
Yeah, and that's where things get really interesting because Rich Dad has like a totally different view on building wealth. He's not just talking about earning a paycheck, but about creating assets that like make money even when you're asleep.
Yeah, and that's got to resonate with you, right? Like exploring real estate and all
Oh,
that.
absolutely. I mean, it's like, why just trade your time for money when you can build something that generates income passively?
Right, but Rich Dad doesn't stop at real estate either.
No.
He shows the boy all sorts of like wealth building strategies, from starting businesses to investing in the stock market.
He really emphasizes that financial literacy piece,
Yeah.
understanding how money works, the power of leverage, the difference between assets and liabilities.
Right, it's not about following some like set formula.
No, not all.
It's more about developing a financial mindset so you can see opportunities and make, well, make smart decisions.
Exactly.
So Rich Dad kind of opens this whole new world for the boy, right? Like he's not just saying work hard. He's saying work smart, understand the rules of the game, and then like use them to your advantage.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the first things Rich Dad teaches him is the difference between like a job and a real asset. You know,
Right.
he challenges that whole idea that a good job means like you're financially set.
Yeah.
He points out that even people who make a lot of money can be stuck in this like paycheck to paycheck cycle if they don't, you know, understand how to actually build
Which
wealth.
brings us back to your notes about real estate, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned being drawn to rental properties as a way to get like passive income.
Right.
And that totally fits with Rich Dad's philosophy, but he doesn't just stop there.
Oh, no, not at all. He's all about diversifying your income, you know,
Okay, yeah.
exploring different types of assets, understanding leverage. I mean, remember, this book was written a while ago, so some of his specific advice, especially on real estate, might need, you know, some tweaking for today's market.
Yeah, right. That's where critical thinking comes in, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like taking the big ideas and making them work for your own situation. And it seems like Rich Dad really pushes the boy to think for himself, you know?
Oh, yeah.
To question everything, to not be afraid to take, well, calculated risks.
There's this great story in the book where Rich Dad actually makes the boy work for him, like, for almost nothing.
Oh, wow.
It seems kind of harsh, but the point is to make him, like, feel that discomfort of being financially dependent, you know, to spark that drive to learn and create his own path.
It's a reverse psychology or something, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Pushing him out of his comfort zone and making him face, well, his own fears and limiting beliefs about money. Kind of like how you mentioned feeling a bit hesitant to, like, venture beyond real estate.
That's why financial education is so important. Rich Dad keeps stressing this, like, need to become financially literate.
Yeah.
To understand, like, how money moves, how to read financial statements, how to make, you know, informed investment decisions.
It's like he's saying, don't just blindly follow advice. Learn how the game works so you can play it strategically.
Exactly. And that's a message that's, you know, useful no matter what you're investing in.
Right.
Whether it's real estate, stocks, starting your own thing, or, you know, a mix of everything.
But it's not all about numbers and strategies, though.
Right.
Rich Dad also talks about mindset, like getting over fear, being resilient, and seeing setbacks as, well, as opportunities to learn. Remember that whole failed toothpaste thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It taught him so much, like, about resourcefulness, problem solving, and, you know, learning from your mistakes. And that entrepreneurial spirit, like that willingness to try stuff and adjust as you go. That's something Rich Dad really encourages.
He sees those failures not as, like, roadblocks, but as stepping stones to success, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really powerful idea for anyone who's, you know, feeling a little scared to take that first step toward their financial goals.
Totally. Rich Dad, Poor Dad is all about taking control of your, you know, your financial future. It's about realizing that you can, you know, create the life you want.
Okay.
But it takes a different way of thinking, a commitment to learning, and a willingness to get out of your comfort zone.
And maybe even, like, melt some lead in your backyard. Well, metaphorically, of course.
Yeah, let's leave the lead melting to the pros. But I think you're right. Rich Dad, Poor Dad pushes us to, you know, challenge what we think we know, to try new things, and to figure out what works best for us.
And that's where things get even more interesting as the story goes on, because the boys start seeing how those two dads' different mindsets actually play out in real life. You know,
right.
His own dad, the quote, poor dad, he keeps struggling financially, even though he works hard and has good intentions.
Yeah, it really shows you that financial success isn't just about working hard or being, you know, book smart. Mm-hmm. It's about developing financial intelligence, understanding how money works, and making it work for you.
And that's where Rich Dad really comes in.
Yeah.
He's not just a successful guy. He's like a financial mentor, mm-hmm. someone who helps the boy see the world differently. And that's something we'll dig into more in part three as we look at the lasting impact of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and how it relates to your own, well, financial journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, digging deeper into Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it really hits you how it, like, exposes the flaws in that traditional financial advice. We always hear work hard, save money, invest safely. But the Poor Dad character, he does all that and still struggles, you know.
It really shows how that conventional wisdom can, well, fall short sometimes. Rich Dad, though, he's all about thinking differently, you know, encouraging the boy to think outside the box and find, like, different paths to financial freedom.
And you mentioned in your notes wanting to break free from the rat race, right? That whole idea of working nonstop just to get by with no real control over your time or, well, your financial future.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people feel that way. And it's a big part of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Rich Dad argues that real wealth isn't just about, you know, having tons of money. It's about having that freedom to choose how you spend your time and pursue, like, your passions.
Without being tied down by money worries.
Exactly. And he makes it clear, getting that freedom means thinking differently. Not just earning a paycheck, but building assets, too.
He's not against having a job, but it's just one part of the picture, not the whole thing.
Right. And that's where financial literacy is so important. He wants the boy to really get how money works, like how to use debt strategically, how to make investments that generate that passive income.
It's about becoming financially, well, savvy, not just secure. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned feeling kind of overwhelmed by all the different investment options out there, like real estate, stocks, bonds, even crypto. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it can be a lot. But Rich Dad's point isn't about blindly following specific, investment strategies. It's about having the knowledge to make good decisions, decisions that fit your goals and your risk tolerance.
He wants the boy to see opportunities, not just obstacles, to question assumptions and be open to learning. Remember, even that whole toothpaste fiasco is a lesson, right? In being resourceful and entrepreneurial.
Definitely. And that's where having a mentor makes such a difference. The boy wouldn't have learned these things without Rich Dad, someone who'd already been there, done that.
Which leads to your question about finding mentors in your own life. You mentioned feeling kind of lost on that front, not sure where to start.
Yeah, and that's totally understandable. Finding the right mentors can be tough, but it's worth it. They can offer guidance, support, and keep you accountable, as you work towards your financial goals. They can help you avoid common mistakes, encourage you to think differently, and push you to reach your full potential.
And it doesn't have to be like a formal mentorship. It
Right.
could just be connecting with people you admire, reading books by successful investors, or joining, communities of people who share your goals.
And don't underestimate the power of learning on your own. Rich Dad talks about how important it is to keep reading, learning, and staying ahead of the curve when it comes to financial stuff.
For him, continuous learning is a key part of building wealth and reaching that financial freedom.
Absolutely. It's about owning your financial future and giving yourself the knowledge and skills to make those, well, smart choices.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I want to leave you with this. What's one thing you can do today to move closer to your financial goals?
It could be reading a book about investing, checking out different types of assets, or even just talking to someone you admire financially. Remember, every journey starts with that first step.
And with the ideas from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you can start building a future where you're the one in control. Control of your time, your money, and, well, your destiny. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.